This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Blind Faith with Can't Find My Way Home. It is 5:41. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're joined by Danya Nair from the news team for today's Keep In View. Now, this is one that caught my attention. The pandemic lifestyle really has taken a toll on our daily routines, including our sleep cycles. And a mattress company is offering a dream job to address this issue. Danya, tell us more.
Yeah, so I think, you know, we're all familiar with work following us home, there really being no boundary between the office and our personal lives. And that really has led to a lot of changes to our sleeping habits, you know, causing issues like insomnia and even sleep procrastination. So now mattress company Sono is on the lookout for what they're calling a sleep executive in Singapore. So what you have to do is sleep on the mattress for 8 hours a day. And selected candidates will get paid around 4,600 ringgit to do this for 100 days. Doesn't that sound great? But it is just a little more than sleeping. Sleep executives will have to record and document their sleep journey on social media and come up with creative content revolving their sleeping habits. So like TikTok, a blog, anything you want, basically. And all the snoozing will be done on a free Sono sleep set. So that includes a queen-sized mattress, two pillows, and a bed sheet. And once you complete your sleep mission, you'll be able to keep all the gear that you get. And the good news, guys, is the job is also open to interested applicants in Malaysia. And those selected will have the same tasks as their Singaporean counterparts. But you'll be paid 3,000 ringgit and you'll get the sleeping gear as well.
What's with the disparity?
I know, right? Why is our sleep less valuable than those in Singapore?
That's what I'm saying. But also, I was wondering whether or not when you calculate the total amount of the gear, whether that ends up being more than what you're getting paid for. But anyway, the point remains that it's a great gig. And even though it's technically a marketing campaign for Sono, it's also a good, albeit unconventional, way of highlighting the need for better sleep. Because who doesn't want to sleep while earning money?
Absolutely. And this is actually the second time that the company is running its Get Paid to Sleep campaign. And they decided to run it again because it got such a good response the first time around. And the founder of Sono, Fabio Michelli, says that because the pandemic is now in its second year, they wanted to see how sleeping patterns are still changing and just sort of get input from their sleep executives to refine their products to help with the nighttime routine as well as with mental health. And I think it's important to have more campaigns like this because even before COVID, 35% of Malaysians were reported to have some sort of sleeping disorder, while over 53% of Malaysia's workforce gets less than the minimum 7 hours of sleep. So clearly with the pandemic, you know, just making things worse, we do need some sort of education or awareness on what we can change.
Would you do something like this, Danya?
Sleeping 8 hours? Yes. So, I mean, I'm getting paid for something I do for free generally.
I'm wondering how I'm going to force myself to sleep the 8 hours now that I'm getting paid for it.
That's true, because some people might have like a set time that they can sleep and they wake up after that. Or like, for example, I always wake up at 7:30 in the morning, no matter what time I go to bed.
I'm not going to say what time I wake up in the morning. But we'd like to hear from you, not just whether you do this, would you participate in something like this, but really, how do you help yourself sleep better? I'm all open for tips. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that Keep In View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.